Psalm 19, and I'm reading from the New International Reader's Version. The heavens tell about the glory of God. The skies show that His hands created them. Day after day they speak about it. Night after night they make it known. But they don't speak or use words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into the whole earth. Their words go out from one end of the world to the other. God has set up a tent in the heavens for the sun. The sun is like a groom leaving the room of his wedding night. The sun is like a great runner who takes delight in running a race. It rises at one end of the heavens, then it moves across to the other end. Everything enjoys its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect. It gives us new strength. The laws of the Lord can be trusted. They make childish people wise. The rules of the Lord are right. They give joy to our hearts. The commands of the Lord shine brightly. They give light to our minds. The law that brings respect for the Lord is pure. It lasts forever. The commands the Lord gives are true. All of them are completely right. They are more priceless than gold. They have greater value than huge amounts of pure gold. They are sweeter than honey that is taken from the honeycomb. Your servant is warned by them. When people obey them, they are greatly rewarded. But who can know their own mistakes? Forgive my hidden faults. Also, keep me from the sins I want to commit. May they not be my master. Then I will be without blame. I will not be guilty of any great sin against your law. Lord, may these words of my mouth please you, and may these thoughts of my heart please you also. You are my rock and my redeemer. O Heavenly Father, how glorious is this psalm. As we are pointed to the heavens that talk about your glory, as we are asked to look at the sun and remember how glorious it is, how it rises at one end and sets at the other, and it brings warmth to everyone, and how your law is so good, it's perfect, it can be trusted, it is wise, it is right, it shines brightly, it is pure, it is true. Oh, so many beautiful promises, more priceless than gold. Oh Lord God, help us to keep these laws front and center. And Lord, if we have strayed, draw us back. Help us to see that these words, these commands from you are good for us. So then we too can join with the psalmist and say, may the words of our mouths please you. May our thoughts, the thoughts of our hearts please you as well. And proclaim together that you are our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.